you and I, we tend to think of blessings a bit like rainbows and unicorns, healthy births and pleasant exchanges, pleasing arrivals and lovely moments that are given unto us. This morning, I'm going to invite you with some biblical connection to think a little bit differently about blessings. A blessing is more than an expression of gratitude. To say that God has blessed you or to ask God's blessing upon someone else is to ask more of God, to be more aware of God's presence. Stick with me a moment. Think about an apple that you could hold in your hands. One of the blessings that comes from the Hebrew, our Jewish brothers and sisters lead us here, says, "Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the tree." It's not a thank you, God, for making apples. They taste really good kind of blessing, although they do. It's your presence in the world has made it that much greater, increased through this fruit that I'm about to enjoy. In simple, in short, in this apple, I see you, O God. The same is true when we bless our children. I try to bless mine each night before they go to sleep. It's the same when we reflectively say, God bless you, when someone sneezes once, twice, three times, whatever their habit is. It's the same when we write, bless you, in a card that we're offering to someone. We're saying, may God increase in you. May others know God through you. May God increase in through you is a difficult kind of thing. In fact, sometimes it's the kind of thing we have to wrestle a bit for. As we've been reading through the book of Genesis, we've seen this. We've watched our forefathers and our foremothers in the faith wrestle, struggle, strive for their blessings. You know, no matter what it's like. But we've seen it nowhere as literally as in the reading we heard today. You see, Jacob is leaving the area. You know, he's been in a lot of conflict in his family to get away from his brother Esau. After settling everyone else down for the night, he goes off time for himself. The night is coming. The restlessness of night is upon him. You might know a little bit what that's like when your mind keeps going, even though you're trying to settle down for the night. That kind of figuring and plotting and analyzing, that wondering and worrying and speculating, maybe it's just me, that our minds do sometimes at night. Those things that will not let you go. And in the midst of a dark night, with the fear of his brother and wondering about what lurks in the dark, Jacob wrestles with God. Now, God didn't take it easy on Jacob. It's not like when you're teaching your kids Candyland and you let them win the first couple times just so they build their confidence. Or maybe you don't do that. This is like two equally matched gamers. God didn't give Jacob the advantage. God came on strong and stayed strong. With takedowns and pins for the wrestlers among us, Jacob fought for his life, breath in his mouth, wrestling back and forth like any good match would be. Moments of intense charge and aggression, and moments of them both catching the breath a little bit. And then when Jacob had nothing else to give, when the pain was too much, remember there's that hip move God does on Jacob, when the exhaustion took over reason, there is where he heard the voice of God. Maybe a little bit like Clarissa's voice, overhear the voice of God. Where did Jacob get the moxie to demand a blessing, to hang in the midst of pain? Jacob didn't let go without a blessing. God asked Jacob his name, not because he didn't know his name. It's like when we baptize the little one and say, what name is given to this child? So we can affirm and confirm what God is doing in that child's life. Before the blessing, Jacob is asked to remember whose he is. Wrestling with God necessarily changes us. In the act of blessing Jacob, God gives him the new name Israel, the one you and I know as the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. You shall no longer be called Jacob. You have striven against God, and you've prevailed. This wasn't just a game of Candyland in which he won. Seeing the face of God changed Jacob. He was forever different. The one we just talked about as a con man and a trickster is now in the genealogy of Jesus. And he walked with a limp for the rest of his life. He was so changed by that moment. I have a sense our best blessings come from wrestling with God. Those moments when we think our children might be taken from us. Those moments when we're worried if our health has the same vibrancy that we've known it to have. Those moments in which we want to hang on to every resource we have because we're not sure how it's going to work out. When we posit our understanding and explain to God why we're right, we wrestle with God. One of the incredible things about our God is God has always let God's self be available for this kind of wrestling. God's not said, I'm too busy. What you're worried about doesn't matter. God has always invited the wrestling match. When you and I have had questions of faith, when we've doubted who God is or if God's going to show up, when we're worried about how God responded somewhere in the world, God's ready to wrestle with us. So I wonder this morning where you're wrestling some with God, where your heart's been tugged and there's something that just won't let you go. We intend for this morning to be consecration morning, commitment Sunday. I bet there's a bit of wrestling in the midst of that. I can imagine that one's heart might be tugged. I'd like to be part of a small group. I don't know how to make time work. I don't know enough about the Bible to sit around with other people. I'm worried about who's going to be in the group. We tug and we wrestle. This morning I invite you to check the box and wrestle a little bit with God. It's the kind of wrestling where you and your spouse don't agree exactly about how much to give. Causes a little more conflict than it does gentleness. And you worry about how much and how will it be enough for our family. Hang in there for the blessing. This is a bit like when you get excited about serving others, but your mind goes through all the reasons it's not going to work, we tug and we wrestle and we hang in there for the blessing. So as we this morning prepare to make a commitment, let me say this first. We're wrestling a little bit with the post office in Oxford. Many of you have not received this card and letter of which I'm talking about, because the post office in Oxford still having a wrestling match with us over these letters. So forgive us as we continue to wrestle. There are some cards yet today, if today's the day you're ready to make that commitment. And if it's not, let us keep wrestling with the post office and receive those letters. I want to ask you prayerfully to consider giving and serving. For those who want to have more reflection, please take that time. The other side of the card is ways in which God might be tugging at your hearts to serve God's people here in the church and in the community. The gospel lesson, the one that was a little uncomfortable to hear with the beatings and such, reminds us that those who are given much, much is expected of them. Much vision, much resource, much community. You and I, who are wrestling with God, are in the much that God expects. Much intimacy, much intention, much heart. Called to live out with the gifts and talents we've been given. Here at Westgrove, our vision and our budget continues to be strong because you all have wrestled with what it looks like to be a faithful people. And yet, God continues to call those to much has been given to continue to grow in vision and in giving. You see, my friends, blessings are ultimately a celebration. Not because they were easy to receive like rainbows and unicorns, but because they were wrestled out. So may God bless each one of you, increasing in you that you might share with others. If you're wrestling with God, hang in there. There's a blessing for you yet to claim. There's some change and some transformation God's working out with you. May we all be able to say, in you, I see God. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.